Chapter 65. Jimmy the Para lit a cigarette and blew smoke towards the television. He was sitting on the single sofa with Sean O'Rourke and Pat Walsh. O'Rourke had found a packet of Jaffa Cakes in the kitchen, and Walsh had liberated two packs of Walker crisps and was working his way through them. Dean Barrett was standing at the window, watching the two target vehicles and taking the occasional sip from a can of Coke.
"How long do I have to stay here?" asked Barrett.
He wiped his mustache with the back of his hand.
"Do half an hour, and then I'll get you relieved. We need eyes on the vehicles at all times. They could move at any time."
"Got you," said Barrett.
"It's just as boring as fuck, that's all."
"You should try lying in the jungle for 3 days, pissing and shitting into plastic bags."
"You did that?"
"Many times," said Hurst. "It's part of the job. Lying up in an OP and watching the enemy."
"OP," said Barrett.
"Observation post," said Hurst. "A hole under a bush or beside a rock. Trust me, standing at a window for half an hour is no big thing."
They heard the roar of a helicopter overhead, and Hurst tensed. Barrett peered upwards through the gap in the curtains.
"They're not here for us, are they?" asked Walsh. "They wouldn't bother with a chopper. They'd set up armed cops outside and send in a negotiator," said Hurst.
The roaring toned down as the helicopter flew away.
"Could be the cops in a pursuit, or an air ambulance," said Hurst.
He lifted his mug of coffee to his mouth, but stopped and frowned. His frown deepened as his mind raced. Then his face broke into a smile.
"Fuck me. I've just had an idea," he said.